2 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 7 to 9. Asa has gone to the king of Aram to buy peace against Baasha, king of Israel. He has pawned the Lord's treasury and his own treasure too, and bought a treaty with Aram, and he's been rescued from Baasha. No doubt he felt himself, that he could congratulate himself that, well, he'd done a clever thing there. But now we meet this, that God sends a prophet to Asa to rebuke him. Asa rebuked. Chapter 16 of 2 Chronicles, and verse 7. At that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, "Because you relied on the king of Aram, and not on the Lord your God, the army of the king of Aram has escaped from your hand. Were not the Cushites and Libyans a mighty army with great numbers of chariots and horsemen? Yet when you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. You have done a foolish thing, and from now on, you will be at war." 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 7 to 9. Asa rebuked. Do you know, it's very easy just to read this and sit comfortably down and just, oh, that's a nice story. No, just think of the courage of this Hanani, the bravery of this man. He's addressing an Eastern king, a Middle Eastern king. He's addressing a man with tremendous power. And Hanani has the courage to speak to this king directly from God, straight from God, confronting this king. The fact is, Asa had sinned. He had acted foolishly, but he had sinned. He had gone to the world to seek help for his fight. Now, we're in the days of the old covenant, but the principles come over into the new. Can you not see, my friend, how wrong it is for us to go to the world and call upon the world to help us in extending the work of the gospel, trying to preach Christ and set up the churches? And yet, this is precisely what I see so often. Men committing Asa's sin, writing books on it, preaching on it, teaching on it, calling upon churches to consult the gurus and the masters of the world and ask them how they sell their goods, how they get their crowds, how do they win their battles and fights and struggles and competitions, whatever it is, and copying them and bringing their principles into the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the ecclesia. Now, look at this, Hanani. "You have not relied on the Lord your God," he said. "You have relied on the arm of flesh. The arm of flesh will fail you. You dare not trust your own, nor the world's." Yes. And what has happened? The king of Aram now has escaped from your hand. You've bolstered him in his sin. He is also an enemy of my people. And then Hanani reminds Asa of his history, of how in his battle against the Cushites, God had come and given Asa tremendous victory. You relied on the Lord then. And the Lord delivered these people into your hand. God sees it all, for the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. You proved it then? Have you forgotten it? Have you forgotten God's blessing upon you? How straight is this man? How confrontational? How direct? There's nothing mealy-mouthed about it. He is blunt, strong, clear, specific, reminding this king of his own personal history, of God's dealings with him as a king and the nation, and reminding him of what has happened in the past, and saying, "Now, look, you've failed here. You know what the right way is. You should have gone back to God and trusted him." How he is elevating the Lord here too, for the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. You're half-hearted, Asa. You do so much, but not enough. You go so far, but you rely on the arm of flesh. You notice how this Hanani uses questions. Were not, did not, was it not this, how about that? Probing questions. My friends, these are the kind of things which are so important in the ministry of the gospel in the spiritual sense. Do you forget your history? Do you forget the history of God's people? Do you forget God's providences in your life? Eat, sweet Ebenezer, I have in review, confirms his good pleasure to see me right through. And yet, do we not so often go back to the arm of flesh, turn to the world? Can we not be half-hearted with God? Is that not possible? Of course it is. Oh, that we might be fully committed to God. Asa had acted foolishly. Am I acting foolishly? Are you, brother, sister? He was acting sinfully. Are you? Am I? And it brought him trouble. He thought that he found the solution, but he'd added to his problems. I say that we need such prophetical preachers today. Listen to his last line. You have done a foolish thing, and from now on you will be at war. Yeah. You're not going to get any peace out of this, Asa. Why do I say we need prophetical preachers? I don't mean telling me about events that are going to happen in the Middle East. We need a living word from the living God. We don't want sugar and candy. We don't want the cheesy smile and all the kind of glittering razzmatazz that goes on today. We want direct, plain preaching. We want scriptural obedience in the gospel work and in the ecclesia of Christ. I believe Hanani's rebuke is most pertinent to our own day. May God raise up Hananias, and may he wing their words with power and success, that the Asas of this world, the Asas of the church, may hear it and be convicted and reform. Praise God that he had a man, he raised a man, Hanani, in his day, Asa's day. May God bless us, that we may see a returning to the Lord. May we listen to Asa's rebuke and take it to ourselves, brothers and sisters. May we always trust in the Lord and not turn to the world and the arm of flesh. May God bless this discourse to us for Christ's sake. Amen.